Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Sweden's ambassador to the UN, Olof Skoog, says his country is trying to help de-escalate tensions on the Korean Peninsula by hosting North Korean foreign minister, a visit some global observers believe could help pave the way for a meeting between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says he's deeply concerned about Syrians fleeing the enclaves of eastern Ghouta and Afrin. Airstrikes continued for a second day on Friday in those areas, killing dozens of people. UN Special Envoy for Syria, Stephane de Mistura, says all of this bloodshed and violence could be avoided if the government of Syria, their rebels, and the rebels would honor the UN Peace Resolution number 2401.
It need not to be this way. Negotiations in Douma in the last few days do show that there is a way to create the conditions to advance the implementation of your resolution 2401.
Syria's UN ambassador says those fleeing have been transported to temporary shelters where they were provided with assistance. Here in the U.S., former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe has been fired, effective immediately. President Trump had publicly criticized the FBI for alleged political bias and reportedly wanted McCabe fired. McCabe was thrust into controversy just days before the 2016 U.S. presidential election, when it was disclosed that his wife, a Democratic candidate for a political position in the U.S. state of Virginia, had taken hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign donations from a political action committee controlled by a friend of Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. This is VOA News. No one is getting fired right now at the White House. That's the word. Chief of Staff John Kelly gathered some personnel and told them people shouldn't be concerned. White House press secretary took to Twitter to counter news President Trump had decided to remove National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster. Earlier in the week, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson was fired and replaced by the Director of Central Intelligence Mike Pompeo. Meantime, the White House Director of Legislative Affairs, Mark Short, spoke with reporters about a lack of cooperation among lawmakers in approving Trump nominees for various administration positions.
At this point in the past four administrations combined, the last four administrations, the Senate had conducted 17 cloture votes combined. Cloture vote, in essence, being a filibuster on a nominee. 17 cloture votes in the last four administrations combined at this point. Today, the Senate has had 79 cloture votes in the first 14 months of our administration.
Short also defending President Trump's choice of Mike Pompeo to be the next Secretary of State. Clashes in central Somalia between Somali army troops and al-Shabaab militants have left at least 12 people dead. Clashes involving those resisting al-Shabaab taxes in Somalia's Hiran and Middle Shabelle regions began in 2013. U.S. military says seven American service members were killed. It happened when their helicopter crashed in Iraq. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is the Trump administration spokesperson.
At least from initial reporting, the crash does not appear to have been caused by enemy action. However, this incident is under investigation. This tragic crash reminds us that all our courageous men and women take extraordinary risks every single day in service of our country.
U.S. has been working with Iraqi forces to fight Islamic State militants in Iraq. Egyptians living abroad have begun 3 days of voting in the country's presidential election. That election has drawn attention from members of the U.S. Congress as well as Egyptian expatriates. Here is U.S. Congressman Jim McGovern.
Recent developments, including the intimidation and detention of all credible opposition candidates and restrictions imposed on non-governmental groups and the media, are undermining the legitimacy and credibility of these elections.
Incumbent Abdel Fattah el-Sisi is expected to beat his only challenger, Musa Mustafa Musa, the head of the Al-Gad party, who had previously endorsed el-Sisi's candidacy. For more on that story and all the hour's news, check out our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.